KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour in the news for today. School is out. Teachers and students are in full vacation mode, but the Amador School Board continued its work last night. The board approved a series of contracts for professional services at the county's schools, mostly annual renewals of current contracts. Among the service contracts approved were grading software for classrooms, new teacher training, college and career planning, and continuing training for district teachers and staff. The board also approved two new agreements with the Amador County Behavioral Health Department and the Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency. The agreements will allow these agencies access to schools in the district in order to provide services such as counseling directly to students. School district staff heralded the new agreements, together with increased funding to provide two additional full-time counselor positions, as a major step forward in providing more mental health services in the school district.
And the Ione City Council has officially designated the historic train depot a city park and worked on a number of issues related to the city fire department at this week's meeting. Now, the council approved a resolution opposing the construction of a new firefighting facility by AFPD, Amador Fire Protection District, in Martell. According to Ione Fire Chief Ken Mackey, the proposed facility will be located in an area that already has a concentration of fire stations, will disrupt response areas, and is opposed by the rest of the county's fire chiefs. Now, the council also approved the purchase of new breathing masks and air tanks for the city fire department and oversaw the promotion ceremony for two fire department captains, Nate Benner and Cody Gold. Now, the council also approved a resolution which will create a new city park at the historic train depot in Ione. The depot in recent years relocated to city property, and the park designation will aid as the city seeks grants to restore the building and turn it to a historic attraction. The council also approved a contract for repaving Sutter Lane and an alcohol sales license for the main tack shop on Main Street.
And Calaveras fire crews made quick work of a wildland fire near Valley Springs yesterday. First toned out just before 9 o'clock, the fire was reported at 5 acres and was moving at a moderate rate of spread, burning in grass, oak woodland, and brush. There was one nearby structure. The forward rate of spread was stopped about 9:30 with containment called at 11 after burning 16 acres near the intersection of Highway 12 and Pettinger Road. Mop-up operations continued into the afternoon. The cause of that fire is still under investigation.
And some areas of Amador County experiencing heavy smoke due to smoke drift from wildfires in other counties. Amador County Public Health advises community members air quality may be unsafe for those with sensitive medical conditions. Residents with chronic health conditions, young children, pregnant women, and elderly adults should especially be aware and take precautions and protective measures. If you smell or see smoke, take these steps, or follow these steps, I should say. Minimize outdoor activities. Stay indoor with windows and doors closed. Don't run fans that bring smoky air inside. If you have a wall unit air conditioner, set it to recirculate. Don't smoke, fry food, or do other activities that create indoor air pollution. And if you have chronic health conditions, monitor your health closely. Contact your health provider if your symptoms worsen, including repeating coughing and wheezing. And if you are experiencing a health emergency, call 911.
And again, the CHP reminds, if you travel Latrobe Road, whether for business or pleasure, look for the increased presence by local law enforcement. Due to recent complaints about vehicles passing over double yellow lines and speeding, the Amador area CHP has beefed up patrols in the Latrobe area. The CHP reminds everyone, we should all do our part to keep this stretch of roadway safe in Amador County. Remember, there are no legal or safe places to pass other vehicles on Latrobe Road along the Amador County stretch.
And everyone, welcome to perform at Open Mic Night tonight here in Jackson from 5:30 to 7:30 right here on Main Street at Mountain Ice and Coffee. Individuals who feel they're ready for an audience to perform dance, singing, musical theater, Shakespeare, poetry, instrumental music, stand-up, and improv are welcome to take the stage. The atmosphere is relaxing with comfy couches and chairs. Sign-ups are on a first-come, first-served basis starting at 5:30. For more info, call Amador Arts 267-9038.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, kvgcradio.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.